This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. It's Family Time, our fortnightly series, done in collaboration with Happy Go KL, your one-stop portal for articles, event listings, news, and so much more, all focused on families. And today we are going to discuss horse riding, a fun activity for kids, which is also an excellent hobby to teach them compassion, responsibility, and respect towards animals. And joining me for this episode is Chu Poy Sun from Happy Go KL. Welcome, Sun. How are you today?
Thank you. Nice to see you again, Juliet.
Yes, welcome back to the show. So the last time we had you on, you were talking about glamping.
Yes.
So today we're going to focus on horse riding, specifically, I think, in the Klang Valley in Kuala Lumpur, right?
Yes.
So why did you even think horseback riding was, you know, something fun for the kids?
Well, I used to do horseback riding when I was young, you know, that in Titiwangsa, you know, where, you know, they do pony ride when I was young. I was like, I always go there every weekend.
Okay.
So, and my girls love animals. So that one day I introduced them to, you know, to the horseback riding, and they love it. You know, I said, this is not normal horseback riding or pony ride, but it's a proper horseback, you know, riding lesson. So, and then one try, and then they hook, and then they enjoy it so much. Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of just introduced them to the horses first and see how they gauged how they reacted to them? Okay, all right. And the girls obviously loved it. But, I mean, what sort of benefits do you see coming from it? You know, does it make them more... Like, okay, speaking as a parent, I know I'm always trying to find things that will tire my kids out.
Yeah.
So is this something that, you know, can help them become more physically active as well?
Yes, it's a very good way from, you know, hand-eye coordinations. Mm-hmm. And as well as I boost their self-confidence, how they... Before you learn how to ride, you teach them, you know, how to groom the horse, how to put the saddles on, you know, that's in a way that you give them a responsibility, you know, before you ride a horse, you have to take care of the horses first before, you know, you ride on the horses.
Uh-huh.
Beside that, I think self-discipline also very important because the lesson have to be every weekend, you know, we do it every weekend, so you give them self-discipline, okay, it's weekend time, rather than sit back and then play the iPad and it's a horse riding time. I mean, in a way, it's very good, yeah.
It just gets them out of the house
as well. Yeah, yes, exactly, yeah.
Into the sun and everything. So how did you kind of get them introduced to the horses, you know, like, was there any trepidation, you know? I mean, they're huge, beautiful creatures, and, you know, to little tiny children, they might seem very intimidating. How did you kind of, you know, get over those sorts of situations?
I think we start off with a pony ride. Mm-hmm. You know, when, you know, there's a lot of petting zoo now, they offer pony ride. So, and then they love to go for the pony ride. So I said, well, instead of spending money on those one round pony ride, might as well, you know, I introduce them to, you know, to a proper horseback riding. So we went to a few horse riding club and then introduced them to, you know, with the horseback riding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they seems very good, you know, they won't start off with straight away a 1 hour or 2 hour horseback, you know, lesson, but they will do an introduction class or trial class for only like 20 minutes. With the big bees, you know, it's like see how the kids react to the animal, to the horses.
Mm-hmm.
If they love it, and then they will encourage you to sign up with the lesson. If not, then they won't force you to do anything, which is great, you know.
Okay, yeah. All right. And are there a lot of places for horse riding here in KL?
Well, there are quite a few, but there are only a few affordable ones.
That was my next question.
Yeah, I know, because like, when you come to horseback riding, I think everybody think of it's like, oh, they must be expensive, you know, or do I have to join an exclusive club before, you know, we sign up for the lesson.
Yeah.
But there's a couple in Klang Valley, they offer quite affordable, you know, prices for the horseback riding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it comes in like packages, I suppose, per class?
Yes, packages, yeah. And normally, if you sign up a whole 10 lesson, it would be cheaper. If you join a membership, of course, it would be slightly cheaper than walk-in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the range, the sort of range we're looking at?
It will between, if it's in a group lesson, it will be from 70 ringgit for a group of maybe 3 or 4.
Okay.
The maximum, they won't go beyond 4 because it's hard to, you know, control.
Sure.
And or to one-to-one lesson will be between 150 to 170.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's
but I will advise that if it's a beginner, you haven't done any horseback riding, I suggest that you go for one-to-one until the kids get comfortable and know how to control the horses before they go for the group group riding lesson, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things do you need for those lessons? Do you need to, like, you know, special gear and things like that?
Yes, I think helmets is essential. Definitely, you need a helmet and the riding boots. Mm-hmm. Yes, if not, then you will rub on your inner thigh.
Inner thigh, very...
Yeah.
Okay. And what age, you know, would be a good, I guess, sort of starting age, you know, to enroll your kids?
Well, I think as long as... I think 3 years old will be, you know.
3 years?
Yeah, I went to one of the riding school there, and then he suggested that 3 years old is good, you know. It's not really a proper lesson, but they get used to the horses and know what to do, you know, when they fall, and then how to go to the left, go to the right, and how to, you know, get their position on the saddles. And yeah, from there, they get comfortable with the horses, and then the lesson will be a lot easier after.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just speaking from your experience, did all of your kids go for, do all of your kids go for classes?
Yes, all three of my kids
all
go
three.
For them, yes.
Okay, and I guess, you know, how have you seen their progress, you know, in it? How many years has it been now?
They've been done over 6 months now.
Okay.
Yeah, my son's is very reserved. He very reserved, very quiet boy. So I think I pushed him a bit, actually, to the horse riding. But it turned out to be a really good choice because he became more confident and, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it's good. So I think he's in control when he's on the horses.
Mm-hmm.
So it boosts his confidence level as well. So I think it's very good sports for him. Yeah.
And even though all three are different ages, I mean, there's sort of, there's progress, right? There's,
yes,
you can
definitely.
See.
Yes. The youngest one, my youngest one is only four plus five. And then she's more like, you know, as a potty ride to her, you know, instead of a proper lesson, you know. It's like, yeah, but we don't want to push her too much, and yeah.
Okay, so I mean, if we're looking to choose, I suppose, a good horse riding school or maybe a camp as such,
mm-hmm.
What should we look out for? You know, I mean, what should be on our checklist of, you know, this is the school that I need to send my kids to?
Yeah, I think price must be the priority first, of course, you know.
Can it's you like, afford this?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you can compare to some of the exclusive clubs like Selangor or Polo Club, that prices hoof. That's really a lot, you know.
Okay.
And if you go for the normal range, well, there's one in Shah Alam. The one is Denai Alam, D-A-R-C, Denai Alam Recreation Club, which is quite good. I mean, besides doing horse riding, they also do other stuff, like, you know, other activities, like they got splash pool there, they got karaoke there, and then they got restaurant there to
Everything.
Host your party, yeah, and stuff like that, yeah. And I think the things that we look for is whether they are well taken care horses there.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and also prizes. Beside that, I think that we need to look how they teach the, you know, what is the lesson they offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one in DARC, they're pretty good because before you get on and ride the horse, they do introductions, like a theory introduction. You have to know how to groom the horse, how to put on the saddle, what is a stirrup, how to whip the horse, how to, you know, so you have to go for a 2-hour theory lesson before you get on and ride on the horse.
Okay.
So I think you learn on the hard way, so it's good, you know, it's like rather than those, you know, instructor carry you up to the horse, you know, and the whole, yes, I know, this is, that's how they learn, actually, I think, yeah.
Okay, so like even for your youngest one, she had to go through that sort of orientation process.
Yes.
Okay.
Even though she's some like kind of, you know, complaining how bored is it, because I don't think she fully understands the whole lesson about.
Okay.
Yeah, but at least she knows that what is a stir up, you know, how to climb up to a horse. Uh-huh. If you fall, what you're going to do, you know, like, teach you how to emergency fall, you know, they're animals. So, you know, they're lovely animals, but sometimes they have their mood as well.
Of course,
you know,
of course.
So I think it's good as well, you know. Before you walk, you know, you learn how to fall, you know, and stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
good, yeah.
It's, people don't take that, people take that for granted, you know, the ability to fall properly.
Yes, yes.
Is there like a particular horse breed that is good for, you know, for activities such as this? Does the school sort of decide that for you, which horse?
The school will decide for you, but normally for young children, they either go for an older horse because they are calmer in temperament.
Okay.
Yeah, and or a smaller pony for the younger one as well. Yeah, normally they choose the older ones because they're more calm. The horses is more calm. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the school just kind of takes care of
that. The school
will
decide which horse to choose for you and which horse is suitable. I mean, for younger kids, they wouldn't choose a massive horse for, you know, yeah, for the ride, yeah.
Sure. And, you know, during the classes itself, how involved are parents in it? Or do you just kind of sit down and just watch from a safe distance? Or are you also, you know, with your children walking with the horses or anything like that?
Well, you can walk with the horses, but But my choice would be I sit back and relax and let the instructor do all the works, you know. That's sure. The only time I have a break, you know, it's like 1 hour breaks. No, you can actually, well, the best is like you write together with the kids, mm-hmm. you know, so you guys can do together. It's a good bonding as well, you know, doing the horse together and then writing together. I'll leave the instructor do it because sure. If I am there, so the kids will be like, you know, a bit manja, you know. It's like, oh, no, I don't want to do this. But when with the instructor, they can't say no and stuff. And they will listen to the instructor, yeah.
Sure. So the option is that I'm just thinking for, like, you know, children who are very, very afraid, maybe this first few times especially, if their parents can be with them. So just, you know, alleviate those initial fears.
Well, that's why there's the introductions there. So they won't go far. They're just in the field there. So it's like the parents can stand there and watch, mm-hmm. you know. It's mm-hmm. like they won't go far. And as long as the kids can watch them, you know, the parents can watch the kids that know the mom is standing there. So I think that's good, you know. So as long as they get, you know, get comfortable with the horses, then they can go ahead with the riding lesson, yeah.
Okay, so highly recommended then for, you know, parents looking to...
Well, for children or whoever individual that love animal, yes, it's recommended. But I know that some children, they're afraid of horses mm-hmm. and because they're quite big, you know, so, and they're not really fond of animal. I think that's not that suitable because I think horses is amazing animals. They can sense whether you like them, you're afraid of them. And then in the horses, once you're on the horses, you need to be in control. If not, the horse will bully you.
Yeah. Okay.
You need to be in control. You need to be the boss. Yeah. Once you're scared of the horse, they will bully you. They won't listen to you. Whether you want him to go right, he might go to the left, you know, and stuff like that, you know. Yeah.
So, I mean, very good lessons here for the children themselves, right?
Yes,
I mean,
it is,
these are like very... you know, very real situations that they'll need to deal with one day, I suppose. So
yes.
Okay, all right. And I know you've written an article about it and we can go to Happy Go KL.
Yes. It's in Happy Go KL. Yes, the article is in there. Yeah,
yeah, and you suggest some good places to go. All right. Thank you so much, San, for joining me today.
Thank you, Juliet. Thanks a lot.
And as always, if you're looking for activities for the kids and the whole family, there's plenty happening over these next few days. There are actually two circuses in town. The first one is the Moscow Circus. This is the first time we get to see performers from Moscow's two most famous circus companies. This is a two-hour-long performance with 40 professional performers. That's happening over at Dataran Petaling Jaya from the 10th of August to the 2nd of September. Over at Desa Park City, there's the Swiss Dream Circus 2018 happening. This is actually a return performance. It's happening over at Plaza Arcadia. Happening on the 18th and 19th of August, the Yayasan Saim Darbi Arts Festival is taking place. This is the largest free-for-all arts festival in Malaysia, and there are many workshops suitable for kids over the weekend. Do check out the KLPAC website for details. And over in Putrajaya, Royal Floria Putrajaya is happening from the 25th of August to the 2nd of September. So this has more than 400,000 flowering plants on display. And the grounds will be lovely for a stroll with the family and lots of nice photos. So that's happening over at Anjung Floria Event Centre at Precinct 4 in Putrajaya from 9 a.m. to 12 midnight, Fridays to Sundays. So much more happening. Do go to the website HappyGoKL for more information. And if you miss any part of this interview or any previous Family Time interviews, you can search for the podcast on our BFM app, available on Google Play and the App Store. This has been Family Time on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.